Zach Hoyes received him joyfully, October 21. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up, and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste, and came down, and received him joyfully. Many caravans on their way to the feast passed through Jericho. Their arrival was always a festive season, but now a deeper interest stirred the people. It was known that the Galilean rabbi who had so lately brought Lazarus to life was in the throng, and though whispers were rife as to the plottings of the priests, the multitudes were eager to do him homage. Zacchaeus had heard of Jesus. The report of one who had borne himself with kindness and courtesy toward the proscribed classes had spread far and wide. In this chief of the publicans was awakened the longing for a better life. The news sounded through Jericho that Jesus was entering the town. Zacchaeus determined to see him. The streets were crowded, and Zacchaeus, who was small of stature, could see nothing over the heads of the people. None would give way for him, so, running a little in advance of the multitude, to where a wide-branching fig tree hung over the way, the rich tax collector climbed to a seat among the boughs, where he could survey the procession as it passed below. The crowd comes near, it is going by, and Zacchaeus scans with eager eyes to discern the one figure he longs to see. Suddenly, just beneath the fig tree, a group halts, the company before and behind come to a standstill, and one looks upward whose glance seems to read the soul. Almost doubting his senses, the man in the tree hears the words, Zacchaeus, make haste, and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. The multitude give way, and Zacchaeus, walking as in a dream, leads the way toward his own home. Christ went to his home to give him lessons of truth, and to instruct his household in the things of the kingdom. They had been shut out from the synagogue by the contempt of the rabbis and worshippers, but now, the most favored household in all Jericho, they gathered in their own home about the divine teacher, and heard for themselves the words of life.